We know that many congregations are putting together their budgets for the next fiscal year. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget for 2009. Simply go to the sponsors page of our website, issuesetc.org, and find out more about the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. You'll even find a one-page flyer that you can hand out. Thanks for your support. Now Jeff starts eating. He's done talking, now he can eat. Time for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We have four soundbites for you this week. One from Dr. Martin Noland, one from Dr. Albert Moeller, one from Denver Archbishop Charles Chaput, and one from a listener out on the road. We're going to play them for you. And this is how it works. You listen to the four soundbites, listen carefully, and then you pick which one you think should be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. You can pick it for any reason you want. But when you call us and vote, or when you email us and vote, tell us why. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Or call us 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. The soundbites of the week. Start with soundbite number one, Dr. Martin Noland on what to do when your church adopts the Transforming Churches Network plan.
You should immediately talk to the church council or the proper venue and to his pastor and say, this is going to change us permanently, probably to our detriment, and you are not treating me as a fellow Christian by doing this. You're treating me as a serf. Because that's what you will become. The lay members will become worker bees, and they will no longer be the people that are the fellow Christians working together as a community in the body of Christ.
Okay, that's soundbite number one, Dr. Martin Noland, on what to do when your church adopts the Transforming Churches Network plan. Should it be the soundbite of the week this week? 1-877-623-6943. 1-877-623-MYIE, or email your votes to us right here, talkback at issuesetc.org, talkback at issuesetc.org. Tell us which soundbite you're voting for and why. Soundbite number two this week comes from regular guest Dr. Albert Moeller. We were talking about the fate of evangelicalism with Dr. Moeller, and we were talking about the changing face of American Christianity and religiosity, and he answered an interesting question. Where is the church, and what does the church do?
We find ourselves in a situation much like Rome in the first century when Paul wrote the book of Romans. We find ourselves much like the early church, dealing with a religiously diverse, spiritually confused, hedonistic, consumer market-driven culture like the Roman Empire in the first two or three centuries of the church's history. So when we look at it that way, we have to say, we have been thrown right into the arena where the church belongs. And the last thing we need to do, first of all, just in terms of faithfulness to the gospel, and secondly, even in terms of the effectiveness of our message, is to dumb it down. We need to be very clear, this is what real Christianity looks like. It is different than what you're going to hear anywhere else in the world, and it's the difference between life and death.
That's soundbite number two, Dr. Albert Moeller, where the church is and what the church does. Now remember, best votes, as we play soundbite of the week, either by phone call or by email, get the LPR bundle package. That's the Lutheran Public Radio bundle package. It includes the Issues Etc. I'll start from the bottom. Issues Etc. pen, Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. bumper sticker, and an I Have Issues t-shirt to the best vote during Soundbite of the Week this week. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number three. It's Denver Archbishop Charles Chaput on pro-choice Catholic politicians.
No one ever has a right to the Eucharist. And the vanity or hurt feelings of an individual Catholic governor or senator or even vice president do not take priority over the faith of the believing community. They shouldn't receive communion because they're not in communion. Communion is a matter of your mind as well as your heart. It's not just simply about loving your neighbor, although that's the foundational thing, but it's also believing the same things. Catholics can't make peace with this kind of deeply evil law without lying to themselves, lying to the believing community, and trying to fool God. It doesn't work. If someone would disagree with the church on abortion, I don't see how they can call themselves a Catholic.
That's soundbite number three. Should it be the soundbite of the week? Call us and vote 1-877-623-6943 or email us talkback@issuesetc.org. Callers get to go first because they're on the phone. 1-877-623-MYIE or talkback@issuesetc.org. And here's soundbite number four, the fourth and final. And after this, get ready to call, email, and vote. It comes from a listener behind the wheel. Just a simple word of thanks.
Hey, guys. This is Bob in Milton, Florida. Just calling to thank you for providing theology for clerical collar, white collar, and blue collar. And the fellow from Southern Illinois, I don't know what number he was, gets my vote for soundbite of the week.
All right, that's soundbite number four. Thanks from a listener behind the wheel. I want to hear from you, your votes for soundbite of the week. This break is a great time to call or email 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Call and vote during this break. Best vote this week gets the LPR bundle package, an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. pen, and an Issues Etc. bumper sticker. 1-877-623-6943 or talkback@issuesetc.org. Monday on the program, I want you to think about this question over the weekend and then give us a call Monday on the program. Does Rush Limbaugh, so much in the news lately as the leader or not of the conservative movement in America, does he have a Christian worldview? We'll answer that question with you Monday on Issues Etc. Your votes for Soundbite of the Week after this.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start. The foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes. Dedicated customer service and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House. Listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House. cph.org.
Are you uncomfortable with making an online credit card donation? Well, here's an option for you. Call me at 618-223-8382, and I'll personally take your credit card donation and process it for you. Hi, this is Craig Feitinger of Lutheran Public Radio. Call me today, 618-223-8382, and make a secure credit card donation to help support Issues Etc. 618-223-8382.
To Lutheran for a Lutheran radio station, you're listening to Issues Etc.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Richard Bierling Sr., Lynn Michael Hester, Richard Davenport, Pam Selking, Kevin Selking, Marbeth Woodkey, Phil Bowie, Roger Ellis, Chris Wilson, and Michael Graham. Thanks for your support.
We know that many congregations are putting together their budgets for the next fiscal year. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget for 2009. Simply go to the sponsors page of our website, issuesetc.org, and find out more about the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. You'll even find a one-page flyer that you can hand out. Thanks for your support.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Well, that's how Soundbite of the Week works. We play the sound bites you vote. 1-877-623-MY-IE or talkback at issuesetc.org. Hey, before we go to the phones, I'm looking at this picture here that was taken a year ago at the protest outside the International Center of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Remember when they had that Y protest out there? And there's Mark Hemingway and Molly Hemingway and little and what's is it? Evangeline standing there. Guess what color Mark's shirt is at the protest? You guessed it. It's orange. And by the way, Molly's looking very nice. She's wearing black and Mark is dressed in orange, the way a real man should dress. Chris is listening in New Mexico. Chris, welcome.
Hey, Todd. I got to put my vote in for Marty Nolan this week. The topic there is just too important and too serious to not be the soundbite of the week. I've gotten so many emails from people over the years that have had their churches literally taken over and transformed from places where the gospel is preached and God's word is proclaimed to becoming self-help centers. And the Church Transitions, Inc. and groups like them are at the heart of that. Those types of transitions. They're not good, and Christians need to resist those changes.
Chris, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in New Mexico as well. Oh, no doubt about it. And that's another subject that you and I would not have been able to talk about. I'm talking about you, the listener, and I, the host. We would not have been able to talk about this at KFUO a year ago. Not Transforming Churches Network. That would have been off the list. Another good reason for Issues, etc., to be free and clear. Here's Charlie in Maryland. Charlie, welcome.
I've got to vote for Archbishop Chaput, soundbite number 3. When I was a pastor in Colorado, I actually had the opportunity to have dinner with the Archbishop, and I was impressed then that he has a profoundly good understanding of what fellowship actually means in the church and how it actually affects our stand on moral issues that are clearly proclaimed in the scriptures. And I actually saw him talk to some people who opposed him on some issues where Roman Catholics and Lutherans agree. And he held firm and he did not waver. And I think that the soundbite just really captures what kind of man he is. And when we hear such good things from outside of Lutheranism, we've got to support them.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Charlie. Thanks for listening in Maryland. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. In Virginia, Jen emails us, my pick for soundbite of the week is number 4, mostly because he is simply reiterating the fact that you can, in fact, teach theology to laity. Yes, you can. Thanks, Bob, for saying what we all think. P.S., she says, I thought that I won best call about a month ago. I never got anything in the mail. Did it get lost or did I not hear correctly? I would love to use the Issues, Etc. mug around love the publicity. Jeff?
That's my area.
Yeah,
and
it is.
By the way, Don, who won last week, sitting right, we're ready to go out with its 11 stamps on it. Jen, I don't, I'll be honest with you, I don't remember. I very well could have dropped the ball. Please email your address and we'll send you the LPR bundle
package. We will
package.
Make sure you get it. Remember, this is a 3-man operation, and Jeff has...
There two are and a half. Craig's not full-time.
Well, that's
really
true. But Craig makes up for it. Even part-time, he is a full man. There's no doubt about that. So it's a 3-man operation. And I mean, he's all man all the time. So if we drop the ball there, we're happy to send it off to you. Jen says, so happy to be able to listen live today. Don't always get to, and I miss it to, and I miss it when I can't, but I keep up with the podcast. We do love our on-demand listeners. Have to say that I listen every single one just to see if I know people listed on the thank yous for the petition. So Jen is listening to the petition thank yous as well. Always fun to hear a friend's name, even when we're mispronouncing it. You know, we gave up about 5 months ago trying to discern the proper pronunciation of these names. We just do our best. So if we hear us mispronounce your name, consider it a badge of honor. It means we actually gave it a little thought and then gave up. Mike in Rockford, Illinois, says, my vote is for soundbite number 2. He sums up what is wrong with the current state of a lot of American Christianity. We're called to be in the world, not of the world. It's good to keep in mind that the proclamation of the cross has never been easy or popular, but always necessary for the church. It was very hard to choose. They were all very good. And if they all had an air horn in them, my choice would have been even harder. Thank you very much. That air horn does do something for you, doesn't it? Frank in North Carolina says, if it was any other week, I'd vote for Dr. Mulder's soundbite. But this week, being the one-year anniversary of the end of the old show, I'm going with Bob's soundbite number 4. But if we didn't have you guys back teaching and catechizing us and making us better defenders of the faith by introducing us to a whole variety of topics and subjects going on around us, we wouldn't even have any soundbites to vote for. You'd have to play it at home, I suppose. I'm with Bob in thanking you guys for bringing us the best Christ-centered, cross-focused program out there. So that's my vote, number 4. Thanks again for all you folks do. And thank you, Frank, for listening in North Carolina. Don in Kansas emails us. He says, I vote for soundbite number 1 with Dr. Martin Noland. We need to get back to Walther and the form of his form of the Christian congregation. If a small group of people get control of a congregation, the first thing to go is sound doctrine. We need to remember that Martin Stephan tried to do that in the early days of the Missouri Synod. Yes, we do. Don, thank you very much for listening in Kansas. What about you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. This email from Michael in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Number 3, the Catholic bishop. He makes the point so well, I can only think of adding to it the words of 1 John 3:11-12, for this is the message that you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. We should not be like Cain, who was the evil one and murdered his brother. Thank you very much, Michael, and thanks for listening in Fort Wayne. From Heather in Escondido, California, a vote for soundbite number 3. My vote for soundbite number 3, Archbishop Chaput says, because he's not afraid to tell it like it is. In instituting open communion, churches in America have diluted the true meaning of the Eucharist in its community-oriented aspect. It's not just the individual standing before God, but the individual in the context of the church of believers. A number of pro-abortion Catholics in politics have deliberately muddied the Catholic Church's strong stance against abortion because they are afraid of the church's influence. Roman Catholic priests, like the Archbishop, need to keep speaking up like this in order to counter these politicians. Although it was hurt by Catholic Church molestation scandals, ultimately I think that these priests have more influence with Catholic parishioners than pro-abortion politicians do. Heather, thank you very much. I think she's right. I think the priests still speak louder than the politicians. And here's another vote from Eric in Laurel, Maryland. And he's voting for soundbite number 3 simply because I like the fact that the Roman Catholic Church in the United States is making it increasingly clear that there will be consequences for their members if they continue to support and expand the evil that is abortion. That's a vote for soundbite number 3. And soundbite number 3 emerges this week as our Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Denver Archbishop Charles Chaput on pro-choice Catholic politicians.
No one ever has a right to the Eucharist. And the vanity or hurt feelings of an individual Catholic governor or senator or even vice president do not take priority over the faith of the believing community. They shouldn't receive communion because they're not in communion. Communion is a matter of your mind as well as your heart. It's not just simply about loving your neighbor, although that's the foundational thing, but it's also believing the same things. Catholics can't make peace with this kind of deeply evil law without lying to themselves, lying to the believing community, and trying to fool God. It doesn't work. If someone would disagree with the church on abortion, I don't see how they can call themselves a Catholic.
All right, that's soundbite of the week this week. Soundbite number 3, Denver Archbishop Charles Chaput on pro-choice Catholic politicians. And the LPR bundle package this week goes to Mike in Rockford, Illinois, who emailed us. If you'd email us back with your, what do we need? We need your mailing address and your shirt size. Shirt size is somewhat important here. We'll send out to you, Mike, the LPR bundle package, and I Have Issues t-shirt. That's why we need your shirt size, the Issues Etc. travel mug, the Issues Etc. pin, and the Issues Etc. bumper sticker just for playing Soundbite of the Week. Thanks to everybody who voted for Soundbites of the Week this week. When we come back, it's hour 2 of Issues Etc. Tim Townsend of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch joins us. He's author of a story in today's paper on the front page titled Multiplying Outlets for Porn Worry Pastors, and then we'll conclude our 5-part daily series this week with Dr. Alvin Schmidt, author of the book How Christianity Changed the World. We'll be talking about Christianity's influence in art, in architecture, in music and in literature. This is incalculable. We'll try to calculate some of it coming up here in about 10 minutes on Issues Etc. Our phone numbers for hour two of Issues Etc. 1-877-623-6943 or talkback at issuesetc.org. Our Issues Etc. book of the month for March speaks for itself. The title, The Lutheran Study Bible, tells you everything you need to know. It's a study Bible from a distinctly Lutheran perspective. You can check it out at our website, issuesetc.org. The cover's right there on the homepage, issuesetc.org. Or you can call and pre-order the Lutheran Study Bible from Concordia Publishing House. Call them toll-free any weekday during regular business hours, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Ask for the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March, the Lutheran Study Bible. I'm Todd Wilkin. When we come back, Tim Townsend will join us. We'll talk about porn and pastors. Stay tuned.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.